It's been a while since Guelph Storm forward Jacob Miley has beamed the kind of smile he carried into the locker room Sunday at the Sleeman Centre. The 18-year-old Dundas native scored twice in a 7-3 victory over the Erie Otters, helping the Storm sweep all three of its weekend games and moving them to within 3 points of the conference-leading London Knights. Miley had gone scoreless in the Storm's first 20 games this season. In fact, his scoreless streak stretched back to the final 14 games of the 2019-2020 season, 34 games in total. It's amazing. It's nice to contribute offensively and the boys had a great weekend. It's always nice to win 3 out of 3, Miley said after Sunday's win. Players will usually tell you they don't think much about their goal totals. But when you're in a long dry spell, it's hard not to. It's been in my head probably all year, so it was nice to get the monkey off my back today for sure, Miley said. The guys have been on me a little bit and I just tell them it's coming soon, so it was nice to see it finally happen. While he hasn't scored, he has been playing regularly and contributing in other ways, something other lower scoring players have also done. Everyone here has a big role on this team, so it's nice to contribute what you can. Sunday's game saw a couple of tired teams playing perhaps a step slower than they usually might, given they played less than 24 hours earlier, 4 hours away in Erie. It was 1-1 until the final 5 minutes of the first period, when Guelph scored twice to take a lead that was never really challenged the rest of the way. Matt Poitras, Cooper Walker, Daniil Sheka, Chase Coughlin and Danny Zhilkin had the other Guelph goals, with 14 Storm players recording at least 1 point. Jake Carabella and Matt Papais each had 2 assists. Owen Bennett made 20 saves in the Guelph net while Marshall Nichols started in net for Erie before being replaced by Nolan Lalonde after allowing 5 goals. Coming to the rink every day, you've got to come with the mindset of, we're going to double you in even if you're super tired, and that's what we did this weekend, Miley said. One of the more surprising stats from the 3-win weekend is that they did it without any goals from leading scorer Sasha Pastiev, who had scored in 8 straight games before this weekend. The Storm paid without Ben McFarlane, who received an automatic 2-game suspension for his 5-minute slew-footing major in Erie Saturday. Zach Sandu saw his first OHL action on the Storm blue line. Sandu was a 7th-round pick in this year's draft and has been playing Junior B with the Air Centennials. The Storm hits the road this week for games in Sault Ste. Marie on Friday night and Saginaw Saturday. Next home game is Wednesday, December 8, when Sarnia visits.